Welcome back to the Food Trainers Podcast. We're back from a mini break, and I can't speak for Kayleen, but feeling a little rejuvenated. I actually was just saying to her that I felt like when we're not recording weekly, there's like something missing from my week. But Kayleen is, we're together via Zoom, not in person. So what's the latest, Kayleen?
Hello, everyone. I hope you all had a nice Easter and Passover and enjoying some of this nicer weather. Springtime. Yes. We have some good topics, I think, in the pipeline coming up, starting with today.
But there's definitely, for me at least, an undeniable shift with the seasons. I think with spring, especially this spring, there's a little bit, a glimmer of hopefulness.
Yeah.
There's more light. I think that's conducive to being, you know, outside and just like a, I mean, in a lot of ways, like a natural sort of leaving the cocoon.
Yes, which I love. I feel like I come back to life in the spring. So
yeah,
accurate.
And I think, that, I mean, if ever there was a more like, you know, sort of symbolic of like, you know, going back out into the world, it's now.
Mm-hmm. Which I guess brings us to our topic for today,
yes,
in a way. Today, we're going to be talking about the 5 ways to spring clean your habits.
Yes, we were going to do 10 ways and then 10 ways got to be
that's too much
too challenging, too long. We like to keep these bite-sized. So, you know, when we think of a topic or when we have a topic plan, I always search around a little bit. I don't like to do it too much before I get my thoughts in place, but then I like to see what's out there. And I just have to say, and this is just the case with, you know, nutrition advice in general, that there's just so much boring advice. I'm like, don't tell me to shop the perimeter of the supermarket or eat less sugar or eat vegetables or drink water, you know, that kind of thing.
It's not that those aren't like viable goals, but maybe like you're saying, they're just not super exciting.
Yeah, exactly. Totally. It's you know, just again, a pet peeve of mine. Say it differently. Like inspire me, goddammit. The other thing that drove me nuts, and we see this a lot with resolutions, are just like the naysayers. Like for instance, you know, pre-spring cleaning and pre-summer, I read an article, I think on Shape, that said, healthy habits last all year long. No need to spring clean your diet. I'm like, okay, you don't want to spring clean your diet. You don't have.
That's fine. Yeah. Can you imagine saying that to a food trainer's client?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Like, you know, oh, you're really motivated. Well, you shouldn't be motivated just because it's spring.
Just because it's spring. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. I'm not sure why you would like rain on anyone else's parade if they are feeling that motivation.
Completely. And there's just, I think it's undeniable. There's a dietary equivalent, like putting your heavy coats and clothing away, you know, and just to, I mean, even just with the naysayers to compare it to books, like, there's a tons of good books. We all probably have lots of books in your house, but like, I like a new release. I like to know what's out there.
True.
I just like newness, you know, it's sort of one of my things. So anyway, where are we starting?
Okay. So tip one is shed your winter skin, literally. Does that sound kind of gross?
It sounds a little gross, but it feels really good. So
yeah.
Just talking like literally about, you know, skincare and that winter layer, I love products and gadgets. Basically exfoliating, we're saying, you know, I love to dry brush, pre-shower. I don't always remember. I think when I'm rushing, I don't remember. I love, I just replaced it actually. Indi Lee is a great brand. She makes this coconut citrus scrub for body in the shower. I've fallen in love with a brand. I've never said it out loud. It's from Malibu. It's OSEA. So is it OC?
I don't know how to O-C? Say it either. You know, I'm bad at this.
Okay. Somebody correct O-C? Us because
yeah.
I haven't talked about it. But they have it's a powder. It's like a probiotic. They call it like a polish, probiotic polish. I think it's a little jar. I have a lip exfoliant. I always think of it as like dessert because it's like sugar, lemon sugar. I think it's Seraphine Botanicals. It's a little tube. It's really delicious, I have to say.
That's Lauren's dessert.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just going to say, I do remember when I was doing my blood sugar testing, which we'll get to in another episode.
Yeah.
I'm like, wait, is the sugar scrub
going to raise it?
Exactly. Someone was also telling me, I think I was posting about this. They said, the Esker body oils and they have a body plane. Have you heard about that?
I haven't, no.
It looks like one of those like scrapers that you use on a cutting board to like lift up your extra things, but you use it after the shower on damp skin and it's I actually watched some really gross videos of, as one can expect, what would happen if you scraped your skin.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Is it like dermoplaning kind of? Is that what they call it?
Yeah, I think it is, but it's not quite a, like it's not your, there's actually, it's an, you use it, it's an angled plane, but it's mm-hmm. not cutting in any way.
Yeah.
Like there is, there's also that like dermaplash tool, which I think is like dermaplating that I didn't know if I'd trust myself with. I've been debating whether or not to purchase it. but I think there's just really something nice, you know, like it's like getting a haircut just to, you know, prepare your skin for the next season. I think we all probably don't, or at least I don't exfoliate enough and it feels good.
Yeah, I was going to say, this is actually a good tip for me because I don't have any fun products for exfoliation or any sort of routine in place. So I'm going to take this one with me.
We could change that. Yeah, you have to, I think you have to get that immediately. It's like, it's incredible.
Although,
Mark just gave me a, like, what's happening to the shower?
Because too many products.
I need some spring cleaning. Yeah, exactly. So what's next?
Okay, so then we've had shed our skin. And then the second tip, I love this concept and need this too, is to discard dietary turtlenecks, which I actually laughed out loud when Lauren like first typed this down. I was like, what does that mean? So maybe you can share with everyone. It's such a funny term.
No, I think I'm a turtleneck lover, so it came to mind. But I think that, you know, just like we turn over our closets or and we'll talk about this a little bit more, you know, sort of in certain ways with decluttering and that kind of thing. I think the same thing can be said for, you know, the shift from like heavy winter food, like, you know, the turtleneck foods. But the first thing that pops into my head is lasagna. Which I don't even really like.
I was going to say, I don't think you eat lasagna.
No, I don't even. And it's not like there are certain heavy foods that like I would love to eat. I don't know. I didn't grow up with lasagna.
Yeah.
It's not an Ellie food, but just, you know, your prototypical winter foods are sort of heavy. Mm-hmm. Lasagna, French onion soup, stews. I mean, those are the things that come to mind when
they're not very springy. Yeah.
No, those are the turtleneck foods. And, you know, there's a lot of heavy foods, as I said, I love, you know, melted cheese. I'm down with shepherd's pie, a place that makes a really good one near us in Vermont. I always eat it once a season and then regret it, but I do enjoy it, even if it keeps me full for like a week. And I think, you know, nobody enjoys sweaters and cardigans more than I do, but I think as we get ready to like show some skin, which is mildly terrifying for me right now, we went out for my son's birthday and the weather was really nice last night and I like contemplated a dress and I'm like, not ready for it.
Not ready. I thought the same thing. I was like, showing my legs? No.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, I need some like, you know, maintenance before this happens. So in terms of like where to start doing this with your diet, I think the first thing that comes to mind for me in terms of spring cleaning your diet is gluten. I just think the truth is, if you really do like a gluten break or start to look at your gluten consumption, so many unhealthy foods fall under the gluten umbrella. Baked goods, noodles, breads. I mean, if you axe gluten, it's like there's a lot of, you know, sort of things that go by the wayside. For autoimmune issues like Hashimoto's, Lyme, there's, you know, sort of a lot of evidence to decrease gluten for your skin and microbiome. You know, gluten is inflammatory. We've talked about that previously. And if you know, short of having, you know, celiac, a lot of people don't realize that they don't do well with gluten until they take it out. I was telling you, my mom, my, you know, 80 something year old mom, 81, found out like she was having some GI issues and they did some gluten antibodies and she's actually going to have to get a biopsy. They think she could be celiac.
Oh my gosh.
Crazy to me. You know, anyway, side topic. There's a lot of like diagnoses of that.
I wasn't sure if there were. Yeah.
But yeah, more and more, if you're not ready to cut gluten out, I think take like a little gluten spring vacation.
Yeah.
focus on lighter foods. I think spring also makes you want to eat more raw foods versus even like cooked heavier vegetables. And another tip, I think when I was thinking about like just like things that can give you a big bang for your buck, I've had a lot of new clients, which always happens with a new season lately. And I think a lot of people, just because it's like, you know, sort of the typical thing to do, have a lot of carbs at breakfast. You know, where we associate the cereals, even the oatmeals, the toasts, you know, all these things that we think we have to have at breakfast. And it can really help your cravings, help your blood sugar. Morning is not the best time to have a carb, even if you're going to have one. I mean, why was it decided that we like needed to start our day with a sugar bomb? I'm not sure.
I don't know.
So I think gluten or carbs at breakfast are like good ways to spring clean your diet.
Mm-hmm. So
get rid of the dietary turtlenecks. Shedding
your dietary turtlenecks, going from wool and cashmere to cotton and linen. That's what we're
totally
doing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so that's a good segue to our next tip, which is our good old delicious debloaters. Mm. Which it's funny that like a lot of spring foods are naturally debloating or healthy.
Yeah, 100%. It's almost as if like the universe knows we need to.
This is time.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Asparagus, which is one of our top shelf veggies, if you've listened before. Artichokes, which don't get a lot of attention, a great debloater, full of fiber.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy to make and steam if you're intimidated too. Dandelion greens, mint, fennel. I mean, it's mm-hmm. literally almost like a list of, you know, sort of our debloaters that we would give any season. And then for gut health, scallions and all those, you know, sort of onions that are in season. Scallions are literally called spring onions, right? Good for gut health. They're prebiotics. And I know people, you know, sort of roll their eyes if this isn't your thing, but if there's any time of year to hit a farmer's market and be inspired, it's definitely spring. And I will say that like a lot of the farmer's markets have protocols in place. So either people are in line or mm-hmm. not touching the items, that kind of thing, at least in New York.
Yeah. Then in terms of like springy secret weapons, we have our dandelion digestive drops that we've had for a long time. And we have our detox tea, which I know you love. And that has dandelion and fennel in it. So like two right there in one.
Yeah, exactly.
Which you can get at the shop. So those are two
Kayleen
options.
And has, I know you have a handful of things, you know, up your sleeve for the shop.
Mm-hmm.
We have a new shipment. Some have been asking because I think we have it in one of our podcast pictures. We have a new shipment of our 64-ounce flask coming for hydration help. I'm psyched for that. We also have to get those spicy seeds.
I know. Yes. We have to follow up on that.
Those are, I'm excited for those too. So we have a new snack, but I've been doing, speaking of the detox brew, I've been doing it iced and, you know, making a big, I do a pot of it and I actually just let it get cold, put a little of the wakaya ginger and sometimes, you know, get a little crazy with some new stevia or monk fruit.
That sounds good. That's a good combo.
Yeah, a little spring
getting crazy
beverage.
With you.
Yeah, I know. I'm really, you know, a mixologist with my
that
tea
sounds
now.
Good. Okay, so then tip four. Oh, this is my tip.
Yes, exactly. What's missing from this list?
And this is telling for me, but no, I said to upgrade and evaluate your booze or boozes that you've been drinking for some of us, or maybe just me. I don't know.
It's not just you.
Like winter was a lot of wine, like cold nights in, like doing the red wine, doing my Chardonnay, all of that. So I'm doing a little more like kombucha. So like the bear's fruit has some new flavors that we've been liking. I know you're a strawberry jalapeno. I'm pineapple mint girl, but
I can be down with that too. That's probably my second favorite.
Mm-hmm.
The bear's fruit is so good. We've had, we've been loving even Mark. You know, I always know that like, if like Mark or the boys like something, it's really
and
delicious
it's
and not just like, sometimes I can convince myself something's delicious because it's healthy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so he's been drinking those a little bit. And I know hard kombuchas are, you know, increasingly popular.
Yeah.
We got a couple of cases of, I actually heard about them on the Wellness Mama podcast, of the Flying Embers.
I've heard of that, but I haven't had them yet.
They're these like low sugar, really interesting. There's like an elderberry flavor kombuchas. We've had those in Vermont. What are some of your, you know, things that you're looking to try in the boozes category?
Yeah. I do like hard kombuchas. Like kombucha is the one that I've had the most often, but there's like, there's a little sugar in that one though. Then there's like clean wines. There's a brand out there, Good Clean Wine, that I've tried. And there's the Dry Farm Wine, which those are good.
I should try those again. I tried them following a conference and when they were first launching and I was so excited about it. It was like, I mean, it was probably, it was a few years ago. I don't know exactly when they launched. I wasn't in love. Like they were like very stringent at that time. I'm like, okay, like if I don't really like them, but you know, I'm going to give them another taste for like rosé season because I've been hearing some good things about them.
Yeah, yeah. And then there's also the wonderful wine from the Wink, the low sugar, low sulfite, low carb. I think those are good too.
Literally, as I was about to Zoom with you, just got a Wink email with a discount. So I'll check those out for us. Yeah, we need to do a taste test. I know. And here's another, like I always think about the counter argument. I know some naysayers will like definitely say like it's BS to have clean wine. You know, it's still alcohol. And I love the idea of better options, like sugar-free chocolate. And if you're going to do this, here's a great, you know, a better way. We have some good organic, of course, tequilas. There's 123 Organic is a really nice brand for spring drinks. Also, I think I love them. But I had heard once in a cooking class, I really should validate this, the whole winemaking industry in New Zealand is biodynamic and, you know, sort of a little bit, I think the Sauvignon Blancs are. Please don't tell me if we're wrong, just because those are
your choice. Yeah.
But I do think there's like, it's so nice that like, there's like a, I don't want to say like almost like a coolness to healthy. You know, I feel like keto did a lot in terms of low sugar options. So if you have any favorites, check them out and let us know. We'll include it in our taste test.
Yeah, we'll do a taste test. That would be so fun.
Yeah, exactly. Get right. We'll do it after we record.
Okay, so then tip 5 is to spring clean your fridge or freezer or pantry, also known as Lauren's favorite tip.
Yeah. You know, and I have to say, you know, I'm all for, you know, outsourcing and help. I just texted, I work with a company in New York called The Organizationalist, just because, you know, I can purge, but I find that like A, professionals do it better, and B, just blocking out the time for me, like on this day, you know, I'm going to be, you know, sort of seeing fewer clients. Anyway, I just think it's also motivating not only to get rid of stuff that is either unhealthy or old or cluttered looking, but also to just have your favorite items front and center. I've been on a big kick with this one, trying to figure out like, what are the things like we really use or really make me happy? So it's sort of like declutter and reclutter. Like, I feel like the second I get rid of things in my closet, I'm like, okay, now there's room for more shoes.
Yeah.
So I love in terms of the kitchen, like just the best like versions of things. And then to have multiples of that, I feel like it's just like sort of sends me like a really happy message when I see like all my olive oils.
Like I was going to say, let me guess, Brightland, your Vermont apple cider vinegar.
Brightland olive oil, of course, Vermont apple cider vinegar. I have a new celery vinegar I'm loving. And I did like, even like freezer, I just did that yesterday. I was telling you, I got some Hello's pizzas, the almond flour crust pizzas. They have some new flavors. They also have a spaghetti. Have you tried that?
No, I haven't.
That was sold out. In terms of freezer, so Capello's, Susie's muffins. I love, the boys feel are a little too small. Bagels or paleo bagels. Those are, you know, it's just good to sort of think of the things that you like to always have on hand.
Yeah.
Any frozen things that you like?
Not that I can think of. Yeah. I was like, I'm a big Trader Joe's girl, but spring-wise, I don't know. Yeah. I'd have to check out what they've got. Because like sweet potato gnocchi doesn't sound very springy, but that's like my favorite.
Right. You can add some mint.
Right.
We could springify it.
Yeah.
And then also I feel like pantry, I just probably, as I say, like, you know, well, it doesn't have gluten. So it goes along with what we said with the spring cleaning. But there's this amazing, for like rice lovers, Delta Blues rice.
I haven't heard of that.
I know it's weird to say a rice is really good. I heard about it from Lauren at Wooden Spoon, who makes our sweet dreams and our dandelion drops we were just talking about. But it's really great. Available on Amazon. Jarred tuna, always in the pantry
always,
for me.
Yeah, same.
I'm on a little anchovy kick. I like the Ortiz anchovies.
My mom too. That's interesting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What is she anchovy?
I don't know.
It might be a mom thing. My mom likes them too.
She just picked them up like a few weeks ago. And I was like, what are these for? She's like, I just wanted them.
Yeah. No, I love anything. Like I love like briny. So like puttanesca, like, you know,
we did make Caesar dressing.
Yeah. I think people who say that they don't like them may not like to eat like a whole anchovy, but usually like the flavor of it.
The flavor. Yeah.
Yeah. I know growing up, my parents always used anchovy paste on things, which always sounded disgusting to me. And now I'm like, maybe I'll try some anchovy paste. What about you? What's like your favorite like healthy pantry thing?
Definitely tuna as well. Can I say our Old Dog Ranch walnuts? Mm-hmm. I just reordered more too. And I was like, can we actually get like a case and a half? Like we've been ordering it one case and it's just, they go too fast.
Yeah.
So we need more of those.
Like, I think a client once got like bigger bags than we have too. People would like that. Yeah.
Yeah. They'd sell them in bulk too. So maybe that's what they did. Like did like a very big Costco size bag.
Right. That could be dangerous.
Yeah. I mean, I love the apple cider vinegar too, like the fire brew that we have. I'm glad that we've got some new teas in stock too. Like the mint green tea has been good for me. So
I love that one. That's a very good springy. I think
also it's refreshing.
Green tea. Some people who haven't loved green tea, we're talking about the Beloke teas, the green mint. And also there, we don't have it in stock right now, but the green jasmine are really, really delicious them.
Yeah.
But you also reminded me, nut-wise, I left out my beloved Brazil nuts.
Oh, yeah. You always have those.
I really do want those, you know, sort of crazy spicy pumpkin seeds. They're really I like to find like the best, you know, sort of, I think the Old Dog walnuts are the best walnuts. Mm-hmm. I think the Terra Sol Brazil nuts are the best Brazil nuts. I haven't, before I tried these, found a pumpkin seed that like, you know, was up to par for us. Mm-hmm. And then our chili cashews, good. So
those are the best cashews, yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So I think those are pretty useful tips. I think we just want to get you, as we're starting the new season and starting the new season with spring, you know, just sort of thinking of ways to upgrade, upgrade things, you know, upgrade your habits.
Okay. So new season.
Any recap for us?
Yeah, I can do a recap. So tip one was shed your skin, meaning to exfoliate and et cetera. Tip two was ditch the dietary turtlenecks, which I love. Who's the lasagna and maybe gluten too. Take a gluten vacation. Tip three, delicious debloaters. So also find a farmer's market to get some of those items we mentioned, or sip some dandelion iced tea with ginger like Lauren. And then tip four, better booze or boozes, my tip. We'll schedule our taste test too. So let us know if there's any brands that you think we should try.
Oh, that would be good. We should crowdsource for that.
We could do hard kombucha and wine. I'm down for both.
Okay. On the same day or different days?
No, we should probably do different days. It'd be a little too much. We'll split it up. Have stuff to look forward to.
Okay, exactly.
And then tip five is declutter and maybe reclutter or repopulate your pantry. So do a purge and then only have the best versions of your favorite ingredients.
Yeah, I feel inspired.
Right? There you go. Five tips. And then now we'll do our Q&A, which comes from Molly on Instagram, who asked, not on topic, but she asked, what are your thoughts on microbiome testing?
Yeah, I was just thinking as you were reading that and the way Molly said it, like maybe our Q&As don't have to be on topic. I think there's so many questions that people have that we can look into a little bit. So Molly, while I love testing and tracking, and I'm always posting about that, my feeling from what I've read and gathered is that the science, there's a few, I think there's Biome, there's MyBiome, there's a few companies out there. I think from what I gather, the science is a little young on microbiome testing, not necessarily to, you know, discourage you if you want to do it, like do it, check it out. I just feel like, you know, sort of it's a field where I think in a couple of years, we're really going to be able to, you know, get really good information from that. Just like gene testing, we see how much that has expanded. I think it's preliminary right now, but I always am happy to stand corrected if somebody disagrees. Mm-hmm. So that's what I would say.
Those are your thoughts.
Exactly.
Okay, sounds good. So I think that's it. Thank you for listening, everyone. I'm glad that we're back. And if you are glad you're back too, you can leave us a comment, a review, show us some love. And then also I want to remind you about our newsletter that you can sign up at foodtrainers.com. If you scroll all the way to the bottom, we also have links in our Instagram bios, but we are going to be announcing our pre-summer fix, or is it going to be on sale by the time this comes out, actually?
By the time this comes out, it should be right around the same time. Yeah.
Okay. Because you get the deets the newsletter first. So if you didn't want to miss out on that.
Exactly. Those sell out pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Just because it's a really sort of, you know, it's a one-on-one personalized program. We offer it. We open it to our fixers from the previous year first. That we have a lot of repeats with those clients. And so there's a limited space for newbies, but always some space.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited. I always like to, you know, sort of get my recipe testing game on.
Mm-hmm. And, new recipes.
That's what the next month will be. And a new crew of fixers. So all good.
Yay. All right. Have a good week, everyone.
Bye.